Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any other nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure.
In Prattsville, on Saturday, May 26th, a crowd of roughly 30 people, comprised largely of veterans and their kin, convened on the lawn of the Zadock Pratt Museum for a Memorial Day commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. The Gettysburg Address was delivered to the assembly by Peter Lindeman, an Abraham Lincoln reenactor outfitted in period dress.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
The event, coordinated in part by the Greene County Civil War Sesquicentennial Committee, was the second annual commemoration of the Civil War by the county. John Quinn, co-chair of the event and a board member of the Zadock Pratt Museum, explained the location's significance.
This is the boyhood home of Colonel George Watson Pratt, who was the first colonel of the 20th New York State Militia and was mortally wounded at the Battle of Second Bull Run and died from his wounds in Albany, New York on September 11, 1862.
The Zadock Pratt Museum is also home to a Civil War exhibit.
The museum houses an exhibit titled Hardtack and Homefront Recollections, the story of Greene County during the American Civil War. So that was another reason why we felt it was appropriate to have this, this program here.
Though many businesses in Prattsville, such as the Great American Grocery Store and the Prattsville Diner, have been able to reopen, the Zadock Pratt Museum, which saw up to 5 feet of water during the height of Irene's flooding, is not yet reopened to the public.
I think like a lot of situations in this region, if you just stay on the Route 23 corridor and you look 20 feet to the left, yeah, 20 feet, it looks fine. When you get into the back roads, and particularly, get into the back waters of the stream beds, there's still a significant damage.
And though recovery work is ongoing throughout Greene County, hardship continues for those afflicted by the storm.
I'm chairman of the Community of Windham Foundation. Mm-hmm. We have an adopt-a-family project to assist families that have been devastated by the storm, either have been made homeless or lost, a lot of their personal possessions. And what we're finding is, we're still, providing funds through that program for people to pay rent, mm-hmm, deal with the cost of storage facilities, cost for carpentry, electrical work, building supplies. This program is going to continue for the next couple of years.
Quinn described the outlook as residents who lost their homes continue to cope with questions of where to resettle.
What I've read is that 30% of the homes in this community will never come back. Probably many of those people, I know that the Schoharie Watershed Office, they're actually doing a lot of paperwork now and having closings where people are basically taking the buyout. Now whether they will decide to stay or not, I don't know. If you had a home that was on the floodplain and the house was taken away, even when you get some funds to help you recover, you're probably gonna build your house if you're gonna fall higher ground. That's just natural.
And though an official date for reopening has not yet been established, visitors are encouraged to attend exhibits to be staged in the Zadock Pratt Museum's carriage house.
The first exhibit will open up over July 4th weekend, mm-hmm, in the carriage house. And it's called After the Storm, and they are photographic images, depicting, what happened, as a consequence of Tropical Storm. I believe we got a grant from the Greene County Council of the Arts, and it's funding an exhibition by Larry Gambon, who is a photographer. The second exhibition will be on the weekend of September 15th. And that's Colonel George Pratt Heritage Day. So today, on the 15th, we will commemorate Colonel Pratt's life and his sacrifice to this country. We will be adding to the current exhibit with an exhibition called Stories and Portraits of Boys in Blue from the Mountaintop. And we'll also be doing a piece on the United States Cavalry during the American Civil War, and we'll be telling the story of the life of the soldier on the march during the American Civil War, both from the perspective of the Union volunteer as well as the Confederate soldier.
For more information about the Pratt Museum, visit prattmuseum.org. For more information about recovery efforts at Wyndham and Prattsville, you can visit wyndhamrebuild.org or prattsville.org.
That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.